Good morning, Davisville. How are you doing today? I don't know how you're feeling or how things have been going. My week's been spent in grocery stores trying to find those last things, making sure we have enough food for about 2 weeks so we don't have to keep going out. And I'm sure that you've experienced some similar things and roads being empty but stores being packed. It just, again, it feels strange. It really does. But in the midst of what we're facing and what's going on, in the midst of, you know, maybe some darkness that we may feel like, and maybe even feeling some of that emotionally, you know, there is light that is happening. And where God is present, there is always light. And we can take hope in that. And it's great to hear some of the stories of how people are just acting in ways that are kind and compassionate during the midst of this time. So I found a couple of them online. Just wanted to share with you. Maybe it'll brighten your day a little bit. I read the story in Columbus, Ohio, of a 9-year-old and 6-year-old siblings who their next-door neighbor, a 78-year-old woman, was self-quarantined. So they took their cellos, set up on her front porch, and played her a concert so that she could enjoy their music, even though she couldn't get out. In Seattle, Washington, a reader of the Seattle Times, understanding that the newspaper staff had been working round the clock covering the coronavirus, and you're probably aware that that's an area of the country where it hit especially hard, decided to send them all pizzas to the offices, and it was just such a blessing for them to receive that act of kindness from a reader in the newspaper. In Alabama, a man paid for 2 people's groceries behind him in line and just said simply, "Have a blessed day," as he walked out of the store. And I can imagine in the midst of the chaos of food stores right now that that just brought some peace and some hope in the midst of that. And maybe you've experienced similar stories. Maybe even you've heard of them or seen them happening around us as well. I know just this past week I had the opportunity to go to an older neighbor who's lives on her own and just ask if she needed anything at the store before I headed out. And she didn't, but she was just so thankful that someone would stop and ask. And we have those opportunities right around us. And there's so many things like that that are happening. And maybe you have your own stories too of things like that are taking place. And we just wanted to begin to collect some stories like that from our own area or even from our own church family. So if you have a story, you witnessed it, or maybe you participated in it, if you would just want to send it to stories@davisville.org, we'd love to be able to share some of those, and you can let us know if it's one that we can share or not, but just to be encouraged by some of the things that are happening in a positive way during this time. You know, one opportunity this past week that God just dropped in my lap, I was on the phone with someone at the bank and just could hear how stressed she was with, you know, finance rates changing and things and so many people wanting services, and you could just tell in her voice how stressed she was. And as I was listening to her and going through things, and I just felt this overwhelming sense that I was supposed to pray with her. And so as we kind of got close to the end of our conversation, I just said, "Would you mind if I prayed with you?" And I'm sure it caught her off guard. There was a pause, and then she's like, "Yeah, that would be great." And so I did, and I just thanked God for her, for the staff that were seeking to serve people, and asked for help for them and what they were doing. And you could just sense at the end when she thanked me for praying that there was a stress relief that had taken place. And sometimes it's just that simple. And so we can do those kinds of things on a regular basis. And I encourage us to be doing those kinds of things. You know, we always have opportunities to love people. We may need to be a little bit more creative about how we do that right now, but those opportunities are there. You know, send an e-card to somebody. You don't have to necessarily be in their presence or have touched something that is sent to them. Send them an e-card or leave something on their porch. You know, that's just a blessing saying you're thinking of them. Or just make a call. Call somebody and just check in to see how they're doing. Or maybe today, especially, take a walk. It's a beautiful day out there. And as you're walking down your street, making sure you're not too close to anybody, but pray for your neighbors as you walk by their houses. And just that God would use this time in their lives to draw them to Him. You know, these are unprecedented times. We're hearing that word a lot, right? And often those unprecedented times bring unprecedented opportunities. And we have those right now to love people and to share Jesus. So as a church, let's just creatively think about how we can continue to be the church in our community and love people well. Along those lines, here's some things we're doing at Davisville just to keep you up to speed and encourage you to be a part of what's going on. First of all, calling people. We are encouraging. Our elders are involved in this. Our staff, just reaching out to people, especially people we might know might be on their own, or just checking in to see how they're doing. And you can be doing that too with people that you know, people that you are aware of that might just need someone to check in on them. And if you'd like somebody from the church leadership to do that, just email us with their name and phone number. We'd be happy to give them a call just to say, hey, how you doing? Check in with them and maybe pray with them. So that's a way we can get involved. We can also just be praying for people, of course. And you can post prayer requests on the wall on our website. And you can sign up for that if you don't receive the prayer requests, and just be involved in praying for people that way. We are looking into some ways, either through a conference call or online, where we could maybe have some prayer times together as a church family, virtually or by phone. So just stay tuned for that. We're working on those things. And then we're also gathering virtually. Our first all virtual service was last Sunday, of course. And so at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, we'll be live once again this Sunday. And you can tune into that through Facebook Live, or you can watch the service anytime after that on our website. I encourage you to do that. If you're not familiar with Facebook and how to watch the service, you can go to our website, and there's instructions there to help you to know how to do that. One of the other ideas that's been floated during the services is maybe to have a watch party where you connect with some other people. And I know Facebook does this. You can do this through Facebook and actually be watching something together virtually. And then you can comment to one another and talk about it as it's happening. And I know our life group leaders, Pastor Matt, is leading them and trying that out this Sunday with potentially the idea of life groups doing this, moving forward, so that during a Sunday service that you're watching together as a life group and having opportunity to interact and talk through what you just witnessed or what you are experiencing and talking with one another. And also want to, maybe some of you are watching on a Sunday on your own, and maybe you're not feeling totally connected, and there's some ways that even you could help with yourself with that, and perhaps just call somebody, stay on the phone with them during the service. You can have a chance to interact while the service is going on, and maybe it just might help you to feel like you're with someone a little bit more. You can talk about what's happening, you can pray together. I mean, our goal really is to be as available as we can be. We want to be as available as possible and to as many people as possible. If by chance you're watching this video and you haven't been receiving emails from us, it means we don't have your contact information. So we'd love for you to send us an email address or go online and fill out the connection form there to give us your information so we can make sure that you're receiving these things. Or maybe you know of someone who's not receiving information who might want to, encourage them to reach out to us or provide us their info, and we'd be happy to include them as well. We want to make sure that everyone who wants to hear from us or connect with us can do so. That's really important to us, especially during this time. I'm looking forward to gathering with you virtually this Sunday at 9 a.m. We're going to be continuing our partnership series. Pastor Bobby last week started us in the area of learn, and I'll be continuing that this Sunday as we talk about the importance of being a lifelong learner, and that certainly is a really important thing for us to do. And there's a question I want to encourage you to think about as you perhaps prepare for Sunday and prepare for our time meeting together. And the question is this: can you think of a time when learning something new changed your life? Can you think of a time when learning something new changed your life? Maybe you were young and you learned something and that had dramatic effect on your life and your ability to do certain things. Or maybe even as you become an adult or older, there's something that you've learned that really had an impact and changed your life. We're going to talk about those kinds of things on Sunday. And I want to encourage you to join us at 9 o'clock Sunday morning. We look forward to that time to be together virtually. You know, there certainly is a lot going on and a little going on all at the same time. Stores are shutting down, things are happening, and it can probably feel a little bit more threatening, or that things are getting more serious, and certainly in some degree they are. And it seems like we're still kind of on the descent before we've peaked and begin to move back up. But we want you to know that we want to walk together through this. However long it is, however long it takes, we desire to continue to be available and to continue to be the church and care and love for one another. And we want to invite you to be a part of that with us. So as I leave you this morning, let me just leave you with this. It's a blessing from Numbers chapter 6. God gave it to Moses, told Moses to tell Aaron that when he blessed the people as the priest, as the high priest of Israel, that these were the words that he wanted Aaron to use. And I read them as a blessing to us. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. May you know his peace, and may we know it together as a church family during these trying times. Have a great day, everyone.